Clock here. Call to order council meeting for December 27th. Everyone would stand for the pledge.
Dear Lord, bless body, mind, and...
Can we have a roll call?
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Rowe.
Here.
Wayne Chatham.
Here.
Dan Ravalet.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Wes Paul.
Here.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Question.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Wayne Chatham.
Yes.
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 Rowe.
Yes.
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Need approval of December 11th minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Yes.
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 Rowe.
Yes.
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 Those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Anybody wants to step forward and chair next year's watermelon drop, we'll gladly take your name and relay that to the committee. But come on, yeah, one at a time, get in line. But we do salute those that have led the effort for the past 10 years, and they're going to do it again on New Year's Eve. Bundle up warmly and come on down.
Any chair reports? And report to city officers. And we'll move to old business, ordinance 39-2017, rescinding, establishing merit board for the...
Ordinance 39.
Second.
Do they need to read it? Or does...
The motion.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to rescind ordinance 39-2017. Discussion.
I know that, like, publicly we've had people speak. I mean, I know, Mayor, you spoke how you wanted to see a merit system, our chief, a lot of people up here. I don't see, I mean, obviously, a lot of people that were for this might see this as a step back. We've gone through a lot of things like this on the council where something comes up and we've all discussed how we want to see change, but going about the change, sometimes we differed on it. You kind of hit ahead on something, you take a little time off, and then something better comes. I think of when we dealt with the trash situation, we kind of hit ahead as a group. We kind of argued a lot about that. We kind of hit ahead. There was a vote on it. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, there was a pretty big, decent solution that came out of that because, you know, we had time to think about it, time to work on things and kind of figure out on our own what we wanted to do. Same thing happened when we redistricted. We had some arguments to begin with in the beginning. And then when we came back together, we got the districts even and where they need to be, which hadn't happened in 30-some years. I think of the rental thing, when we dealt with the rental issue and how there were some huge arguments over that, and eventually we got to the point of where we're at now with our rental department. I mean, you can look at this as a step back or however some people might, but I mean, it's just a step. It's a part of the process. You learn, you move on. I mean, the merit system in Vincennes and the police department was put together, what, 30-plus years ago? I mean, we're still, you kind of figure out those ways. So I just see it as kind of a bump in the road. You look at it, we move on. And as a group, I've kind of been lucky enough to see things that have kind of, we've kind of hit bumps in certain spots, or you think that you're at a huge disagreement, and lo and behold, a month or so later, things start to change, and all of a sudden, everybody's at an agreement. So I know that some people will be upset at where it's at. I mean, it's just part of the process that we have, and I know that we'll move forward, and we'll keep working to make things better, not just for the fire department, but for every department in the city of Vincennes.
Anyone else?
I agree with what he says. Hopefully we can, after the first of the year, get together again, get a workable resolution in where the fire department's unified and go from there. So that's what I'd like to see. So
call for the question.
Yes.
Yes.
Westfall.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Lane Chat.
Yes.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the ordinance 39-2017 is rescinded. Move on to new business. Resolution 9-2017, transferring funds. Gas, diesel, motor supplies for an amount of $19,950.31.
Motion to approve Resolution 9-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve Resolution 9-2017.
Resolution 9-2017, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer one funds, spanning one sections, $19,900.31.
Discussion.
Dan Rabbit.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salter.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Frank Rowe?
Yes.
Frank
yes.
Resolution 9-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 10-2017, transferring funds for fire department amount of $500,000. Fire department debt, $2,238.42. Series B bonds, $31,600. Police pension, $10,000. Park and recs, $112,000.
Motion to approve Resolution 10-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve Resolution 10-2017.
Resolution 10-2017, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorized transfer funds 1 and 2, $543,838.42.
Discussion.
Question.
Yes.
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 Resolution 10-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 11-2017, amending 2018 salary ordinance and to include potential ranks for the fire department.
Motion to approve Resolution 11-2017.
Second.
Motion by Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve Resolution 11-2017.
Resolution number 11-2017, a resolution Vincennes Common Council directing the 20 salary ordinance adding three potential fire departments.
Discussion.
Yes. Can we explain this like you did? Explain this again. Okay.
Salary ordinance put down for all the firemen ranks, and these are potential ranks that added in 2018 cover ordinance, but the amount of budget salaries advertised is correct. These potential ranks were filled.
Question?
Yes.
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 Resolution 11-2017 passed by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $233,437.13.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, pay the claims in the amount of $233,437.13.
Resolution 10. No.
No, we didn't.
We did, Tim.
Okay.
He voted for it.
All right. Bye quickly.
Discussion on claims.
Question.
Westfall?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
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 By a vote of 7-0.
Don't move.
Sir.
She has that. Don't adjourn yet.
Okay. We send that.
I just wanted to tell you that our money, my first office, it made for the year $8. Fees for. Then I talked to that bank, changed how they had our money, and made $13,749 a year. So I talked to other banks, went with one as of June here. We have made $51,000.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything there? Now I need a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
We are adjourned.